Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Mysterious Chaka was one of the scientists who had come to South America with part of the Death Ray secret. We'd discovered that he'd been busy collecting data from his fellow scientists, and that he'd been involved at some time in the search for the lights that never go out. These lights, we were told, were believed to exist in the ruins of some ancient civilization in the heart of Brazil. Angelo, the servant to my Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport, went out to investigate the matter further. For 3 days, we heard nothing from him. Then came a phone call from Helena Jansen, the cool beauty who conducted an antique business in the city. She claimed that Angelo had been in touch with her. At his Copacabana apartment, Sir Giles was thunderstruck.
I can't possibly imagine it, Carson. I just cannot.
You were right by me, sir, when Helena phoned.
I know, and I more or less heard the entire conversation.
Angelo's been in touch with her, saying that he's information about my true mission in South America.
How could the fellow be so dastardly? How?
Who knows the native mind, Sir Giles?
I know Angelo. He's been with me 15 years. He's fanatically loyal.
But he's been missing for 3 days.
All right. He has. But how does that make him a traitor?
When he left here, sir, I mentioned he seemed strange.
Indeed, you did, Carson.
I thought at first he might have been offended by something.
No. We must rule that out.
Then he was upset by something to do with business of lights that never go out.
It's all so baffling, so incredible.
And so dangerous.
No, Carson, it could wreck the entire assignment as far as we are concerned. We know what Miss Jensen was.
Sir, former British agent.
But discovered to be double-dealing, and with the most ruthless and least honorable bunch in the whole espionage field.
So we're told.
Heavens, man, must you always rush to the defense of these many attractive dears who are steadily weaving a dashed awkward net around us?
Well, surely, sir, in weighing up the situation, we should take into account that Miss Jensen has on occasion acted as a friend.
But they all act as friends.
True, but hasn't she contacted us to let us know of this treachery?
That makes it all the more confoundedly baffling.
She wants to tell me the exact nature of the information Angelo has on me.
Once again, I can't imagine him in this role.
But if something disturbed his balance...
He's an odd soul at times, I must admit. But he'd need to be filled with some sudden and colossal hate or fear to act like this.
Well, sir, as you keep telling me, I must suspect the aloof Helena, the lissom Faye Corelli, and the gay Hetty Fitzhenry. Despite all their many charms.
You must, indeed.
Then, might I say, we must suspect Angelo, despite all his loyal services in the past.
But it's like spurning a fella's best friend. Man alive, he stood by me through thick and thin. Saved my life dozens of times.
Howsoever.
Yes, Carson. It seems we must at least consider this horrible suggestion. But waste no time in meeting the young woman.
Going at once, sir.
Good. And remember that I'll be waiting in absolute torment to hear more.
I'm going to her flat, sir.
Do be careful, of course. One never knows what motive might be at the back of this.
I realize that, sir. I'll be wary. Don't worry. But this is certainly going to be a revealing interview. I had the address, and a taxi took me to a fashionable building high up overlooking the lights of the bay. Seeing Helena, I couldn't help hoping that there might be some other motive behind the invitation. Grew more intriguing each time I met her, wondering what warmth might lie under that rather stern front that somehow never seemed the true Helena. The place was very tastefully furnished. I told her.
I'm so glad it meets with your approval, Mr. Carson.
Surprising, in fact.
In what way, might I ask?
You're being in antique business. Thought you'd have the place crowded out with suits of armor and Ming vases.
I deal in antiques, Mr. Carson. I like to live in more modern surroundings.
Quite revealing.
You seem determined to psychoanalyze me.
I must admit, I have a number of questions.
At times, Mr. Carson, I get so annoyed with your brazen manner.
Brazen? Oh, now, really,
Or is it because I imagine it isn't the real Bruce Carson?
Ah, that's better.
Then it's not?
I mean the Bruce.
Oh.
The Mr. Carson doesn't seem right.
Well, we are gradually becoming better acquainted.
Can't say I mind.
There you go with that staccato business again.
Oh, sorry, habit's too far gone to correct. You mind if I smoke?
No, I've told you. I like a man with a pipe.
This is a special social job.
It does look rather intriguing.
Bowl changes colour, you know.
Before you light up, I thought perhaps you might care for a cocktail.
Cocktail?
Have no fears, Mr. Carson. You won't find it drugged.
Why should I worry about that?
I seem to recollect myself being accused of some such act by that dancer friend of yours.
Fakirilli? Just a notion.
You didn't find out who did drug it?
Oh, probably drank too much of it.
Then we'll leave it at that. But can I interest you?
But you do.
In the cocktail, I mean.
Oh, yes. Why not? Thanks.
Then here you are. I had them prepared.
Most attractive. Your good health.
And your very good health, Mr. Carson.
Now, Lena, you've been hedging a trifle.
Hedging?
Well, after all, I didn't come here to talk about this and that. Much as I'd like to.
Must I keep telling you? We'd get along so much better if you weren't so...
Brazen?
Flippant, I think, on this occasion.
I assure you, I'm anything but flippant, after what you told me on the phone.
Very well, then. I dare say you're wondering whether I made up the story about the visit of your Angelo.
It so happens, Elena, I find it hard to doubt anything you say.
Knowing that, Mr. Carson, will make it so much easier for me. Angelo is in the employ of your friend, Sir Giles.
So, valet cum chauffeur. Trustworthy fellow.
I'll leave that for you to judge. He's not the most handsome of men.
Oh, has no illusions, you know.
But he does presume. You see, he stopped me in the street this evening as I was leaving the shop. He spoke to me as if I should be exceedingly willing to conduct a certain business transaction with him.
And that?
For a price, he's prepared to tell me the true purpose behind your visit to South America and your activities to date.
You mean what deal I'm trying to pull off in the meat importing business?
Mr. Carson, it contained rather more than a hint that your position with a British meat importing firm was a blind.
Perish thought.
And might I add that the idea had occurred to me quite some time ago. I see no reason to laugh, Mr. Carson.
Only thinking. You carried off well, that's all.
What do I carry off well?
Air of being quite disinterested in my affairs.
I'll be frank with you, Mr. Carson. I'm not disinterested in you. Anything but disinterested. However, I've tried to tell you before that it would be most unwise if we were to become involved in any way.
Now, let me be frank.
Please.
I'm tempted, you know, to suggest we both lay cards on the table.
No. No, that would be disastrous. I don't want to know your mission. That is, if it's something other than the meat importing.
Yet you asked me up here to discuss this approach that's been made to you.
Because, and believe me, I wouldn't like anything to happen to you.
Are you working against us for the same prize, Elena?
No. No, I'm not working against you. Won't you understand?
Trouble is, so much fella can't understand.
I'm trying to warn you that someone you trust is betraying you, at a price.
But why precisely did you ask me up here?
So that I could prove that particular point.
That it was Angelo?
Yes.
Then go ahead, please.
Any minute now, you'll be satisfied. But let me pour another cocktail.
Oh, love one.
Or perhaps you might pour it, Bruce.
Yes. You're trembling.
Please.
Oh, let pass. Smart cocktail shaker, then.
I'm glad you like it.
Well, cheers again.
Cheers, Bruce.
You know, you're a puzzle.
Or a fool. I don't know which.
Why a fool?
Because... No, never mind. Oh, that'll be him now.
Who?
Listen carefully. See if you don't recognize the voice. Hello?
Senorita Jansen.
Speaking?
Angelo.
Yes.
Hello. You're there?
Of course I'm here.
You're willing to purchase my information?
No.
There will be no further offer.
I understand that.
Very well, Senorita. Good night.
And a very good night to you. Well, you heard?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately? Really, Mr. Carson?
I say that because I feel somewhat sad at having to admit it. That was Angelo's voice, without question. My uncertainty about the true Helena Jansen increased greatly after that evening. Why, when she dropped her stern guard, had she appealed to me not to persist in her questioning? Was it because she was involved in the search for the death ray secret, yet somehow greatly distressed by it all? But on the other hand, I could no longer be uncertain about the new role that Angelo was taking. Though Sir Giles was even more greatly appalled when I went back to his apartment.
It's horrifying, Carson. Horrifying.
I listened very carefully, Sir Giles. I've spoken to Angelo on the phone. There's no doubt that it was he.
It shakes your very faith in your fellow men. After all that we've been through together, this comes as a ghastly shock to me.
And it means, sir, that our mission is in grave danger of being wrecked.
Why should he do this?
Perhaps the opposition appeals to him as a more lucrative source of money.
But he's never been the kind to desire worldly riches and such like.
Well, something's happened to him, more or less overnight.
Oh, by the way, in your absence, I did manage to contact one of his relatives.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't seen him in the past 3 days.
Yeah. Turned on them, too, it seems.
Carson, I can't believe it. I've had such affection and admiration for the black-hearted rogue. I cannot imagine one reason why he should so suddenly turn out like this.
I'm afraid I can, sir.
Then what?
By recalling circumstances under which you first met him. Wasn't he rifling the apartment you had at the time?
Only in a fashion.
Yeah, but he was rifling it.
Man, he was destitute, starving.
The fact remains, you forgave him. Engaged him as servant.
Knowing full well I could trust him.
Isn't it possible that you played into his hands? That for 15 years he's been watching you?
No. No. No man could be so monstrous.
Well, he's turned against us, Sir Giles. He's liable to ruin our chances in a hunt that means the survival or death of innocent thousands. And we must find him and silence him. So there it was. Angelo had convicted himself out of his own mouth by contacting Helena in my presence. So we had to find him and silence him. Otherwise, our hopes were doomed in Operation Death Ray.